My mum was a soprano and my dad was a baritone. And I've grown up with these two voices. If my dad started to sing, my mum would join in, you know, just pottering around the house. And I heard this, being able to hear this music. And I got used to my dad singing harmony and my mum singing soprano. So it's been in my mind all these years. And then when I was, when was it? Oh, there's a man, I went to a club. Never been in a club in my life, workman's club. And it was Blackhall Club, the big club. And the neighbours said they were going, what about going out? And me, so we went with them. So the chairman got up and he said, is there anybody can give us a song? But at interval, she can sing. I says, I've never sung in a club, let alone use a microphone. I've never used a mic. Should have. She can. He says, will you get up and sing? And I says, no. And my husband says, get up and let them hear you sing. And so I thought, well, there we go. So I got up and I sang a song called Because. You know, Mario Lanza sang it. Because you come to me with naught save love. You'll have heard it. Or you might not have. So I sang that. And my first wage fee that I got was £6. He says, and the chairman came and he says, Hinny, he says, you're worth more than this, but this is all I've got to give you, £6. I says, that'll do. As it happened, my electric bill was come in, had to be paid. £3 was my electric bill, and I hadn't £3. And I thought, well, that's my electric bill paid. There's money in this game. And so, and then there was a chap in the audience that night, and he says, I can give you 6 months' work. And I says, doing what? And he says, singing. He says, I've never heard a voice, there's not a voice going round the clubs like that. Not the sound, you know. So I thought, well, and I says, how much would I get like? He says, £6 a night. And I thought, we're in the money. So I thought, well, I owed my mum some money, so I paid her off. And it boomeranged. And there was a chap in the audience, and he gave us a lot of work. And I did all his clubs, what he had. And I'd never sung in a club before, never. Because I'd done oratorios and cantatas and all these things, church work, Handel's Messiah. And I was always the alto, you know, to sing, because I had a deeper voice. And so that's how it boomeranged. And now people heard us and they said, they were coming and saying, would you come and sing here? Would you sing there? And, you know. And then I got an agent and he says, I'll give you work. And I thought, there's money in this game. And that's where I was. Nobody knew I sang in Horden until I got up on the big club at Horden on the stage. And I had a pale blue evening gown on, and it had a stole fastened here, you know, here. And they said, me sister was on the bus going down to Fisher Price's the next morning, on the Monday morning. And she phoned us when she came home. She says, were you singing at the big club on Saturday night, Audrey? I says, yes, Saturday and Sunday. And I says, what for, like? She says, well, I was on the bus going down to a Fisher Price's factory. And she says, I could hear the girl saying, oh, she looked gorgeous. Her hair was all up in a bun. And she had this pale blue dress. I says, I had a pale blue dress. And the stole And as I walked across the stage, shamely, it made the stall billowed out. And they said, "Hey, she looked gorgeous. I didn't know she sang." And now Jacqueline, now Diane said, "This sounds like a order we're talking about." Then she says, "I think you're talking about my sister." "Why, if we are, we're not calling her, we're praising her, you know." And so I was on that, my name was battered around to go down to Fisher Price's, the factory down there. And from then on, they just boom around.
Where was your favourite place that you sang?
Chapel.
Which one?
Independent Methodist.
What did you sing?
At Horden.
Oh, lovely. What did you sing?
I sang Handel's Messiah.
Uh-huh.
I took the alto lead. Mm-hmm. And then there was a soprano. Mm-hmm. And there was a baritone. And then a tenor. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was just the story of Jesus Christ. And that's what it was. And I was the alto in that one. "He was despised, rejected." That's all. And then I went, "My boy lollipop, boo boo boo." And that was out as well. So that's my life story.